So what this comes down to in a practical sense, I'm going to sum it up here. God has shown me how to love God on a daily basis, how to put things first. And we've talked about it on this call, and it comes down to these three activities. And anyone who's listened to me for any length of time, this is a broken record for me. But these three activities for remaining in Christ and putting Him daily are reading the Word, His prayer, and fellowship. And those three activities will put God first in our lives. That keeps us remaining in Him and puts us in fertile soil. It's this attitude of just putting Him first and wanting to learn whatever He has for us to learn. And that's what the Holy Spirit will do. So as far as I'm concerned, if I've done this on a daily basis, I've done what I've needed to do. Everything else, nothing else matters in comparison. This is my priority, that I read, that I pray, and we might not fellowship every day, but we want to fellowship regularly. And what I submit to you is what I've been sharing, and the idea that I've been promoting for 8 years now is that we follow a plan, that we not only follow a plan to stay in God's Word, but we share it with someone else. And that's what we've been doing on the Bible Team call, and that's what I've been recommending to people. And you don't even have to come on the Bible Team call, but what you do have to do is keep reading. And my idea is to share that with someone else that's close in your life. And in that sharing, you will fellowship. You will develop a special relationship. And, I mean, you can always call into the Bible Team call, but that's not necessarily, what it's all about. It's just about fellowship and sharing what you're reading with other people. You basically receive God's bread, and you share it with someone else. And you grow accordingly. It makes our walk with Christ personal. And it makes a closer relationship with whoever else we share it with. It's a far different approach to Christianity than just sitting in a pew every Sunday morning receiving a sermon. This is a proactive and interactive walk with Christ. To read and pray on a daily basis, and then to share with someone else what you've been reading and anything else that's on your mind. Getting personal with someone else. And our call on Monday nights isn't a men's call. It's not a women's call. It's for the general Christian population. So if you have women's issues, I suggest you get with a woman that's been seeking God longer. If you're a man, of course, you might want to seek a friend that's been seeking God longer, a man that can speak into your life, that the Holy Spirit can speak into your needs and your challenges and whatever situation you have. So that's what I recommend. It's a much richer and fuller life than living intentionally for Christ rather than just letting life come at us and not having a plan, not having a life of intention, like I said. So this is all about building your life on Christ. I'll close with Matthew 7, and then then the floor is open for anybody. But this is building your life on Christ, with Christ, daily. Matthew 7, verse 24, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. So, John, there's a good verse that speaks to what we were just talking about. If we've been in the Word, if we're deeply rooted, then even if the winds come and snaps us off, we'll still be in Christ and we'll come back even stronger. So there's an interesting analogy there. Otherwise, if we don't stay rooted, we're in a perilous, treacherous situation.